Good afternoon from the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury. This is the Eye in the Sky forecast. The effects of pesky low pressure stalled offshore lessened today, with a mainly dry and seasonally mild weekend on tap. Low pressure continues to meander off the New England coast, and this what has provided a gloomy and damp end to the week. This disturbance supplies scattered rain showers to the region today, but they diminish through this afternoon into the evening as the system pulls south. Skies will be cloudy today, although northern parts of the region, especially east of the Green Mountains, see some sunshine by day's end. It will be a bit warmer today, as highs crest in the mid-40s and lower 50s, with the warmest readings north and east. After a damp end to the week, quiet and pleasant conditions make a return just in time for the weekend. High pressure drifts through the eastern half of the nation throughout the weekend. This brings dry conditions with some sunshine, although skies will not be as sunny as we saw in the middle of this past week. Highs tomorrow crest just above seasonal for early April, as they rise in the upper 40s to mid-50s. There is a chance for a low-level inversion to set up tomorrow, and this will help trap clouds over the valleys, including the Champlain Valley, putting a damper on how much sun we see tomorrow. This feature also promotes the formation of areas of fog tomorrow morning. Either way, it will be a dry and seasonally comfortable day, which for this time of year, I don't think we can ask for too much more. It remains quiet tomorrow night as well, with lows in the 30s. Sunday starts out with some sunshine, but as high pressure drifts offshore, clouds thicken throughout the day. A weak and decaying cold front then crosses the region from the west late Sunday into the evening. This front will move through the region with little fanfare and only supplies isolated to scattered rain showers ending through the evening. Northern areas have the best chance to see light showers, with southern Vermont likely remaining dry. The start of the new week will be dry, and with not much of an air mass change, Monday and Tuesday offer similar highs to the weekend. Another area of transient high pressure moves to the west and provides a quiet start to the week. Just like the weekend, highs mainly crest in the lower to mid-50s over the deeper valleys and will be accompanied by some sunshine. Lows Monday and Tuesday night remain in the 30s with some upper 20s in the cooler northern spots. Overall pleasant conditions carry over into the start of the new week. The weather then turns active for the middle to the end of the new week as low pressure dives southeast from Canada, and with that comes some colder air as well. Wednesday, low pressure likely provides a return of rain, and while the end of the week is a bit far ahead in the forecast, colder air does seep into the region and looks to provide the return of spring snow, with some accumulation coming over the mountains. Again, this is about a week out in the forecast, and we do have some pleasant weather on the way. Also, computer models sometimes struggle through this time of the year. Checking out the forecast details, today, cloudy with some peaks of sun north, scattered rain showers ending through the afternoon into the evening north to south, warmer, highs in the mid-40s to lower 50s, possibly some mid-50s north. North winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour, a few higher gusts are possible in the Champlain Valley. Tonight, mostly cloudy with any lingering rain showers ending through the evening south, lows in the mid to upper 30s, around 30 in the cooler northern spots. Northeast winds at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Tomorrow, partly sunny with areas of morning fog, highs in the upper 40s to mid 50s, winds will be light from the north. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows in the lower to mid 30s, around 30 in the cooler northern spots, winds will be light and variable. Sunday, partly sunny with increasing clouds throughout the day, a chance of scattered rain showers in the afternoon into the evening from west to east, highs in the 50s, light southwest winds. And taking a peek at Monday, partly sunny, highs in the 50s, I'm meteorologist Chris Kurdak with an eye on the sky.